she's a very feisty person, you know, a woman of principle. And she's always been an activist, aside from being a literary person. So she's always shown tremendous strength of character, sort of an indomitable spirit, you know.
She also played a role at the horizons in the anti-apartheid movement. I was reading also that the late Nelson Mandela used to read her work.
Yes, that's right. All her work had political themes always. She's always, you know, had great concerns around the issues of apartheid and racism and love across the color bar. And she helped Nelson Mandela write, you know, his famous speech at the treason trial.
It must have been very difficult at that time to be a white person and to be sympathetic to the anti-apartheid movement.
Yes, I think so. She was, in fact, you know, way ahead of her time in many ways, because she reached her hand out to people all around, and she became involved with the ANC. And when her philosophy was, you know, even if you didn't agree with all the principles of the ANC, you know, you should join it so that you could make it a better organization. That was basically the philosophy from which she worked.
The African National Congress described her as saying that she had been a party member while it was a banned organization, and said that the country has lost an unmatched literary giant. So she was a member of the African National Congress.
Yes, as I understand it, she was a member of the ANC, and although, you know, she retained her political independence throughout her life, you know, she was always sort of a voice of reason, and she was very clear thinking, and she would be critical when she felt it was necessary. And yes, I think South Africa has lost, you know, a literary giant. As you know, she won the Nobel Prize in 1991. You know, I also work at Wits University, and we've had a long association with her, and one of our famous sort of memorial lectures have been the Nadine Gordimer Lecture.
I was reading that she did not keep quiet, or even though South Africa got its, what we say, independence, the anti-apartheid movement was successful, but I think she did not keep quiet. She kept also talking about the current system in South Africa.
Yes, she always was critical when she felt that it was necessary to be critical. So, although I think she did appreciate the changes that have come about, she didn't keep quiet, as you say. She would speak her mind if she thought that things were not right.